A big boost in the healing process is looking good and feeling good. So that's why if you feel miserable, you should not go, you know? Okay, most likely you are. Okay, fine. That's why our next speaker's job is to teach us all how to deal with stress. By looking good. So she is a professional model and an image consultant. Her job is to look good. Please welcome Miss Patty Betita.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong mind feeling good during treatment and after. So, before we begin our discussion, I would like to give you a brief background of who I am and what I do. So, I actually started modeling in 1988. I'm 42 years old. I'm a single mom of a handsome 11-year-old boy. His name is Emilio. But I started modeling in 1988. And then I semi-retired in 1998 or 99, parang ganon. So currently, I am an image consultant. I'm a model coach. I train girls who want to become models. I also give workshops on personality development for girls. Yung mga marami pong parents na lumalapit sa akin na sinasabi po nila sa akin na yung daughters nila need to improve their personality or yung medyo mag-boost ng confidence. So that's what I do. I train back in Manila and I have a company. It's called Thousand Oaks Personality Development and Talent Management, because I also manage talents for commercials, print, and runway, because this is my industry. So, yeah, ganun po ang aking trabaho. But more than that, I really like helping people. I did not realize that meron pala akong talent for mentoring. So, I really like, ano kumbaga, sa 23 years ng career ko as a professional model, I feel very fulfilled when I'm able to open doors to other young girls. Kasi galing din po ako doon years ago. In 2008, I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. So of course, di ba ganun yan when you're diagnosed? Parang wow! All of a sudden, di ba? Nag-iiba ang tingin natin sa buhay. Nag-iiba yung priorities natin. Ganun eh, parang it's a wake-up call. I will not go into details on yung mga pinagdaanan ko in the past. But because we don't have much time, 1.5 hours only, I would just like to focus on how to deal, okay, or how to feel good and look good about yourself if you have family members, friends, or you know, anyone is undergoing treatment and even after. Because when you are diagnosed with cancer, okay, syempre, you know, I think it's just normal na you don't feel good, right? You don't feel good about yourself all of a sudden. So, I want to share with you what I did when I was going through treatment, okay? So, if we can go to our first slide. Okay, I'm a very prayerful person. Hindi man ako religious na every Sunday nagsisimba noon. So, pero magdasalin po ako. So, when I was going through treatment, ano ba yung mga nasa isip ko noon? Sabi ko, you know, number one, syempre, nagdasal ako, di ba? Sabi ko, Lord, okay, marami akong nadaan ng mga trials in my life. In my career, in my personal life. Pero ito na yon. So, All of a sudden, you're faced with your own mortality. Am I gonna die? I have a son. You know, I want to live longer. What do I do? I don't know. At that time, hindi ko pa po kilala si Kara Magsano. Alipala, hindi ko pa po siya kilala noon. I didn't know anything about I can serve. Wala pa po ako alam noon. But I had friends who eventually introduced me to Kara and the whole I can serve so foundation. So of course, malaking tulong po sa akin yon. But during my alone time, you know, when I started treatment, yun yung time mo to really recollect, diba? Focus again, go back to yourself, think about, you know, your life. What do you want out of your life now during the treatment? So I prayed a lot. And in my Bible readings, I came across, whenever I pray, whenever I read the Bible, ito yung mga favorite ko na verses na I'm sure alam niyo rin po ito. So if you look at the slide presentation, it is all about, you know, surrendering to God, di ba? So actually, kay nagkasakit o hindi, ganun naman dapat talaga tayo. We do what we can in our power or in our control, but the rest is really up to God. So malaking bagay po sa akin nung mga panahon na yon ang pagdadasal, kasi dun mo talaga nararamdaman na nandiyan ang Diyos. Dun po sa naging buhay ko kasi, when I was still active in modeling, it's all about money. Diba? Kasi yung career ko po noon was, you know, parang it's very superficial yung aking take on life. Parang at the time, you know, life in the fast lane. Shows, traveling, modeling, making money, all these shows, commercials and all. But I never really had, you know, a really personal relationship with God. So when I got sick, that's when I realized, you know, parang it's all about Him. You know, it's all about Him. At the end of the day, you know, you just surrender to God. Diba? Kayo na pong bahala sa akin. So these were the Bible verses that guided me, that kept me strong, that encouraged me to fight, and most especially to keep the faith that there is, you know, there is hope. All right. So yun, every day, yan ang prayer ko, and I felt good. When I was going through treatment, you know, I had a plan during treatment. Ito ang gagawin ko while I'm on treatment to make me feel good about myself and still look good. You know, I never stopped working. Of course, I know there are limits. Diba? Like after chemo, you have a downtime of what? A week to recover. So, hindi naman po ako abusada. Siyempre, pag alam ko na medyo ate ka, hindi ako pwede lumabas. Alam ko naman po yun. So, ano naman po ako, masunurin. Pero ang nagpapasalamat lang po ako sa Diyos na noong mga panahon na yun, you know, kung meron mang mga side effects, the side effects were very manageable, bearable, yung ganon. My favorite thing to do at that time was go to the grocery. Sabi ko nga po sa inyo, I established a routine that I would do every day, or at least, you know, 3 to 4 times a week. So, can we, one more. Dami, ano? Okay. So, ito yung naging attitude ko and mindset. Number one, you have to stay positive. Kasi, kung makikita ng family members mo, na mga kaibigan mo, diba, na depressed ka, or malungkot na malungkot ka, syempre, panghihinaan din sila ng loob. So, hindi naman ako plastic na ang lakas-lakas ko. Hindi naman ako ganon. Pero, you know, I have a son, sabi ko nga po sa inyo, I have a son. So, I had to show at least to my son na, kaya ni mami ko. Diba, kaya ko to. We will fight. Diba? Eh, at the time, he was only 8. So, hindi pa niya naiintindihan. Even when mami, when I told him, oh, you know, I have a bukol, ganyan, kailangan tanggalin, ganyan. So, but the first question he asked was, are you gonna die? No. Sabi ko gano'n. So, kailangan, you know, you have to be strong. Diba? So, I always stay positive. I know my limits at the time. I knew my limits when I should not go out. But when I go out on image enhancement to corporate clients, I did not, I actually had my head shaved prior to the chemo. So, hindi ko alam kung gaano karaming buhok ka nawala. Hindi ko talaga alam. Basta nagpakalbo ako bago pa mag-start ng chemo ko. Kaya nga pinagtatawanan ako ng mga kaibigan ko, luka-luka ka rin, ano, gano'n. So, pero hindi po ako, you know, lahat naman po ng mga going through chemo or treatment, you have the option, gusto mo bang mag-wig? Gusto mo bang mag-scarf, mag-bandana? Ako naman noon, wig ang pinili ko. So, meron akong kaibigan na meron siyang tindahan ng mga wig. So, nagpagawa ako ng China chop, di ba, yung gano'n. So, I was working. Wala na lang kaalam. Diba? Of course, my family, my closest friends, but you know, the people that I work with, yung mga binibigyan ko ng lectures, hindi naman nila alam yon. So habang nagle-lecture akong ganyan, ganun lang ako ng ganun, na huwag mahulog, diba? Baka mamaya biglang tabingi na. Actually, nakakatawa because there was this one incident. I was in the mall with my friends. We were walking in the mall and then pasyal-pasyal with my nice wig. And then, may nadaanan akong lugar na ang laki ng electric fan na gano'n. Di ba may mga gano'ng ano, lugar, restaurant niya tayo. Pagdaan ko, siyempre, humangin. So, nag-dip yung hair ko. So, nagtawanan yung mga friends ko. Sabi ko, oh my gosh. So, sabi nila, bakit? Diyos ko, hindi naman ako mamatay sa cancer, mamatay ako sa kahihiyan. Sabi ko, eh nandun pa kami sa second floor ng restaurant. Sabi ko, pag ito natanggal, tatalo na ako, magpakamatay na lang ako. So in other words, you know, you find humor. Diba? Alam nyo, to me, for me, until now, para sa akin talaga, laughter is the best medicine. You know? You laugh, find time to laugh. Ibang happy hormones, ibang nadadala nun sa system natin. You feel that, di ba, when you laugh, genuinely ah, hindi fake. Yung totoong laugh ha, di ba parang may nare-release kayo. You know what? That's one of the things I also learned. To pick your battles. Kumbaga, choose. You know, in life, we have a choice. You have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be sad. You have a choice to make positive, negative things positive in your life. You have a choice to dwell if you want to dwell in self-pity. But the thing is, we have a choice. So at that time, I choose to stay positive. Okay? And then yes, that's what I did. I surrounded myself with the people who really cared for me. Of course, my family and my friends. May mga ibang tao na nung nalaman nilang nagkasakit ako, may iba doon na gusto lang mag-usyoso. Ganon. So, yun na nga, you have a choice. Do you want to deal with them or not? So, I kept close only yung circle of friends ko. Alam ko kung sino sila. And sinabi ko lang na, you know, I don't need to deal with more stress or stressful people for that matter. Kaya nga, you pick your battles. Eat healthy. You know, before the diagnosis, I didn't care about what I ate. I didn't. So, pakialam, kain. Lahat yata ng kung ano makain ko, kakainin ko. And even if I was modeling already at the time, hindi rin ako serious about exercise. Hindi. Talaga, hindi. Kumbaga, okay, mag-gym ako today, bukas, hindi. Yung ganon. So, in other words, yung lifestyle ko at that time was really, you know, bad. I drank a lot. I smoked a lot. And before the diagnosis, I was engaged to be married. at the time. May ganon. Anyway, to make the story short, hindi natuloy. So I think that's one of the reasons also that, you know, caused me to be depressed. So when this happened to me, parang, you know, you reach that point na, yun na nga, you have to make a choice. I don't want to dwell into yung failed relationship. Ayoko na. No, I want to focus again on myself. You know, nurture my relationship again with God. Si God naman, di ba, hindi naman siya vindictive. Hindi ka naman pinaparusahan ng Diyos. Pero, it's the choices that you make in life, right? The good or the bad choices that will one day parang knock you in your head. Oh, ano na, ito na, ito na yung pinag... Ito na yung path mo. Nasa tuwid ka ba o nasa hindi? So I think nung time na yun, yun yung nag-ano sa akin. Yung naging wake-up call ko talaga. So, yun. I made certain changes. What kind of exercise did I do during treatment? I was exercising before. I would lift weights, ganon. I would run on the treadmill. But what did I do during treatment? I found enjoyment walking because I live in the Green Hill. Sa mga nasa taga Manila po, nakatira po ako malapit sa Green Hills area, sa may Ortigas. So ang ginagawa ko po, every morning, I drop off my son to school. And then I would tell his dad, kasi hindi naman po kami married, pero ganyan kami tayo. So I would call him, I would say, "Uy, help." Ganon, parang, okay ba na ibahin natin yung routine? Ngayon, ako naman ang maghahatid sa kanya sa school on some days, pero kayo na lang sumundo after, di ba? And you know, they were really nice to me. Sabi niya, no worries, no problem, sige. So ayun ang ginagawa ko, yun yung naging routine ko po. 6:30, he's in school. What do? I go to the Green Hill shopping area, and I see all the senior citizens jogging. So, sumasabay ako, walk lang ako ng walk. So, basta 30 minutes. And diba, it's good to get sun. Diba, vitamin D. So, may mga moments doon, siguro mga 10 minutes, upo na lang ako sa sidewalk. And then, nagpapaaraw ako, ganun. Basta after 30 minutes, tapos na, yun na yun. Yun na yung workout ko for the day. And I felt good. I felt good. You build resistance, diba, during treatment. So, next slide please. Okay, yan, brisk walking. Every day I would do that. And then, on some days, I would go to the grocery. Diba, pag during treatment, bawal yung crowded places, diba? So, actually, hanggang ngayon, gustong-gusto ko pa rin pumunta sa mall or sa grocery pag bagong bukas, as in alas 10 na umaga. Kasi ayoko na maraming tao. Pag nakikita ko na nagdadating na yung mga tao, maalis na ako. Hanggang ngayon, ginagawa ko pa rin yun. So I really enjoyed it, you know, pag bukas ng grocery, iilan lang kayo, 5, di ba? Enjoy na enjoy ko yun. Mimili na ako ng mga fruits, mga ganyan. And yun na nga, sabi ko po sa inyo, I still work. Because I didn't like, it's just me. I said I knew my limits, but when I feel strong, that's when I accept work. Kasi hindi naman po ako 9-to-5 job na nasa opisina. I make my own schedule. Okay, so I plan my workshops, ganon. But even my clients, they didn't know. Right? So, you know, ano lang, tuloy-tuloy ang ano, trabaho, tuloy-tuloy lang. And then I would still attend events, I'd still get invited to events. I even did fashion shows. And I would tell the designer that, you know, I'm sick, ganon, I'm going through treatment, but I would really love to do the show. So they were very flexible, they were very accommodating naman with me. And then, di ba po, during chemo, yung iba nangingitim yung kuko, ganon. So, wow, talagang puno, lagi naman ako may color, no? Nail polish, galore. Diba? So, pamper yourself, treat yourself. I was really happy at that time, diba? Kahit na I was going through treatment, doon ko kasi na-realize na, wow, hindi ko to ginagawa for myself before. Kasi dati parang at lagi ko na lang iniisip, ibang tao, ibang tao. It's okay to be selfless. Okay naman po yun to be giving, di ba? But you have to also love yourself, right? Hindi naman pwede puro give ka na lang ng give, wala lang natira sa'yo. So that's also one thing that I realized, na I'm that kind of person pala, na I'm so giving that at times I forget myself, which is not good, right? So you have to also love yourself. So that's one thing I learned. Okay, next please. Skincare. Naku, Mr. Mike, ano bang skincare natin dyan? So, yan, yung mga side effects po ng chemo, na naramdaman ko rin po yun. And yung dryness ng skin. So, I think, dahil din po sa trabaho ko na may pagkabanito sa kami, diba? So, I was very religious, vigilant about my skincare. Lalo na pag nagda-dry, yung gano'n, diba? So, yun, yung standard cleanse, tone, moisturize. Always do that. I use mga mild products. If I met you, di sana. O, diba? Anyway, it is important to look good. Okay? When you feel good about yourself, it shows. Alright? So, kaya you're going through the treatment or not, diba? Kahit hindi tayo nagkasakit, it is very important to look good. Not just for yourself, or I mean, not just for other people, but most importantly, for your, kasi ego boost po yun eh, diba? It builds your self-confidence when you know you look and feel good. But when you say, look good, feel good, kailangan happy ka within. Kasi yun ang lumalabas eh, yun yung napoproject ninyo sa tao. Huwag kayong magpanggap na happy ako, pero iyak ka naman pala ng iyak inside. So, deal with your own, ano first, kumbaga demons, di ba? So, kayo muna, and then just keep on praying. Okay, because prayers are very powerful. It's your personal relationship. You're talking to God, you're not just praying to ask. When I pray now, the first thing I do is thank God. I always say a Thanksgiving prayer. When I wake up and before I sleep, before I ask, I thank you first. I thank first. And di ba sabi nga, acknowledge God in all your ways. So every time may magandang nangyayari sa akin ngayon, let's say, kunyari merong bagong trabaho or bagong kliyente, I always say, God, thank you. You know, this is all about you. And I think my ministry now is really to, kumbaga, kung ano yung blessings na nabibigay ng Diyos sa akin, not just for my health, financially, materially, ganon. I really reach out to people, whatever way I can. Yun ay parang naging ministry ko. Yun ang ministry ko is to help. That's why you pay it forward. It's not all about you. Okay, because when you share your blessings to people, diba? Whatever, it doesn't have to be always material. But when you share, even your time. I have a good friend now who's also a cancer patient. She was just diagnosed 2 months ago, I think. So, I spend time with her because I've been there. Diba? When I was going through the treatment, she was, you know, she was accompanying me to the movies, ganon. So, unfortunately, it, you know, it struck her too. But she's very positive. Okay? So, now I give her my time. Kung okay ang schedule ko, I make time to see her. Yung ganon. So, when you do things for other people, you please God. Siya naman ang una talaga eh. Natutuwa siya pag nakikita niyang ganon. Di po ba? So, it's very important to take good care of yourself. And one of the things, okay, one of the things is proper skincare, alright, and makeup. Makeup? Bakit kailangan mo ba mag-makeup during treatment? Yes. Because makeup, okay, is not to cover your face or to cover or to conceal anything there. Makeup is for what? Yes? To enhance your already beautiful features, to enhance more. And it's, I mean, let's admit, it's an ego boost. Diba? You don't have to put naman, wow, sobrang kapal na mukha ka ng clown. Diba? So just to enhance your already beautiful features. And at this point, okay, before I introduce, I want to know if any of you here in this room have questions. Anyone? Huwag po kayong mahihiya. Kung meron po kayong mga questions na gusto pong itanong sa akin, please, oh, may price. Oh, ayan ha, sinabi na ng Miss May. Naku, kailangan ba may premium para magtanong? O game, sino po may ano, question? Ma'am, yes.
Is it okay to use hair dyes?
I'm sorry? Hair dye? Okay, when I was, nung tumutubo na po yung buhok ko, nung medyo meron na, di ba? Ayan din po ang una kong tinanong sa aking friends in the salon. Even now that I have longer hair, whenever I go, I have highlights. I have highlights, but this is minerals. So I don't use the, hindi ko may experience, synthetic dye ba yun? Chemical based.
Sorry, you can just have a cellophane. Kasi ang cellophane, there's no peroxide.
The expert. That's why I brought her here. I cannot explain that. Yun po, ma'am, mamaya po, pag na-meet nyo na po ang aking guest speaker, kung may mga iba pa po kayong katanungan sa buhok or sa makeup, she's the perfect resource person. But yun na nga po, like when I go to the salon now, they know naman eh, kung at yung iniiwasan ko na, gano'n. So, ang nilalagay po nila sa akin, ano ba nilalagay ninyo? Oh, cellophane lang daw. So, yun po. Ano pang question? Anyone? What about, I know Maritoni earlier discussed about foods, like what and what not to eat.